Hello, and a very warm welcome to Monocle on Design Extra. It's a show brought to you by the team behind Monocle's dedicated weekly design program. I'm Nolan Giles. Every city has its own sound, consisting of many things, vehicles and people and the languages they speak, cafes and dogs, music and silence. But nowhere is a city sound more unique than on its public transport. This anonymous, reassuring spokesperson is especially important now, at a time when government guidance changes all the time. It's that voice that keeps you safe and up to date. Vienna may be famed for its classical music, but it's also won numerous awards for the sound identity of its public transport. Monocle's Alexei Koryolov meets the voice of Vienna.
I feel semi-prominent, because everybody hears you. And I realized how many people hear my voice, people I know, people I don't know the most. But I am anonym.
I meet Angela Schneider in a park in central Vienna. It's an unusually warm and sunny afternoon in late February, and the park is teeming with life. We are just two people in the crowd, but it's strange to think that everyone around us knows her voice.
How does it feel to be the voice of an entire city?
At the beginning, I thought, yes, okay, it's a job like many others. Then there was much viel Wirbel, wie sagt man,
noise
about me, and I was playing theater, I had rehearsals, and I have no time to make interviews and to go to Pressekonferenz. And at the beginning I thought, what happened? I played so many parts in theater, and now I say aussteigen bitte or something, and the whole city is aufgeregt. Ja.
Werte Fahrgäste, bitte achten Sie auf Ihre Taschen und persönlichen Gegenstände. Unbeaufsichtigtes Gepäck wird kostenpflichtig entfernt.
Vienna has one voice for its entire transport system. For most of its post-war history, that voice belonged to Franz Kaida.
Burggasse, Stadtteile, umsteigen zu den Linien 6.
But in 2012, the veteran announcer retired, and Wiener Linien, the city's transit authority, decided to refresh its sound.
My name is Daniel Ammann. I'm press spokesman at Wiener Linien. Mr. Kaida, who did the announcements before Ms. Schneider, was retiring, and we took our sound design to the next level. We changed a lot of tunes, beeps, and also the voice of Wiener Linien to Angela Schneider. We asked our passengers, and they voted for her voice. And so for now 8 years, she is the voice of Wiener Linien.
And what is particularly Viennese about the sound of Wiener Linien?
In its core, it has the worldwide known Vienna Waltz, the core of our new sounds, of all the tones and beeps and gongs. Everybody knows if these sounds can be heard, something follows. If it's an information or a disruption service announcements or general announcements, also tourists can kind of feel the waltz and know they're in the city of Vienna.
This new sound identity has won numerous prizes, including the prestigious Red Dot Award. But Angela Schneider knows it's the voice on the tannoy that matters the most.
In Vienna, and I am Viennese, for Viennese people it's important to think, how is the voice in the tram? How does it sound to speak about this and to say your opinion, also bad things, yes? And then I realized, this is very important. Wiener Linien and Straßenbahn und U-Bahn, this is a besonderes thing. But this I realized not at the beginning.
Angela is an actress and playwright, and she also does voice work for film. So she's no stranger to the recording studio. But she still found the recording process at Wiener Linien grueling.
We made the Aufnahmen in the studio,
recording
for the normal instructions. Mm. And then we made a sample system. And there was a team from Brussels, and for 3 weeks I was speaking really a millions of words in German and English without sense. And they always told me, don't think about the sense of this sentence, speak. It's only, we use k, e, u, a, I, e, we use this. We don't need the sense of the sentence. And after these 3 weeks, I was a little, my brain was empty.
Bitte seien Sie achtsam. Das Becken ist in U-Bahn-Anlagen und in den Zügen nicht gestattet.
The sampling system can make Angela say whatever she needs to say at any given time, from the latest disruption information to the coronavirus regulations. Angela finds this odd, as if she's all-knowing and all-seeing. This omniscience and the omnipresence that comes with it still surprise her sometimes, but she never fails to be moved by how people react when they hear her voice.
There were friends of mine and many people I didn't hear from them many years, called me and made congratulations, and they are so happy to hear me, and this was very nice. And another story of a friend of mine, she died 5 years ago, and she told me every time, Kev was my nickname, I'm so happy to hear you when I'm going by tram. I'm so happy to hear you. And This made me proud, really proud, yeah.
For Monaco in Vienna, I'm Alexei Korolev.
My thanks to Alexei Korolev there. And that's all for this week. If you're eager for more design stories, listen to our full-length program airing on Tuesdays, 8 p.m. London time. Today's episode was produced by Maile Evans. I'm Nolan Giles. Thank you for listening, and goodbye.